think Mexican food, and you probably think tacos and burritos. But the country's cuisine goes far beyond that and stretches back to before the Spanish arrived. Now the Mexican government is asking the UN's cultural arm, UNESCO, to declare its cuisine a masterpiece of the intangible heritage of humanity. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Mexico City.
When Mexicans celebrate their culture, they usually pull out all the stops. A recent government-sponsored food festival in Puebla was no exception. There was the marching band, and of course, no government function is complete without, well, long speeches by government officials. The focus of the affair, Mexican mole, a traditional sauce made with multiple ingredients, including chocolate. The event lasted 4 days. Mexicans take their food extremely seriously. Gloria Lopez, who was one of the sponsors of the Puebla event, came up with the idea to seek special UNESCO status for Mexico's food. She's from the National Council for Culture and the Arts.
Los criterios de la UNESCO le piden a uno.
UNESCO's criteria are that there be historical continuity, history, authenticity, originality, use of local products, and the cuisines that fulfill all those criteria are perhaps only two or three in the world, maybe the Chinese. But the Chinese didn't think about doing this. We did, she says. It's a common lament of gourmands inside Mexico that the only foods people outside the country know about are guacamole and quesadillas, for example. Lopez says that what people should know is that there is a rich culinary heritage here.
Nosotros, por ejemplo, hacemos estudios arqueológicos.
We've done archaeological studies, and we see that 5,000 to 6,000 years ago, they were making tortillas in the same way that they're doing them now. The Spanish added to our cuisine, of course, but the unique indigenous history is still intact. The soul of Mexican cuisine has not changed for millennia. Chef Julio Cesar Flores is preparing a traditional Oaxacan meal for the several hundred people attending the food festival.
Traemos los clásicos chapulines preparados al mojo de ajo.
Here are some chapulines, or grasshoppers, fried with garlic, he shows me. Here's sow's milk-based cheese. Also, we're serving some chiles stuffed with beans that are called the grandmother's size. These big tortillas that you're looking at have a worm-based sauce that we put on top of them. The worm is the same one we use in the drink mezcal, he explains. Mexico has a long pre-Hispanic tradition of eating all kinds of bugs, including ants' eggs, worms, and other creatures usually used for bait. There are over 3,000 species in the world of edible insects, and according to experts, 400 of them live here. At our table over lunch, no one bats an eye when a plate of grasshoppers is put squarely down. In fact, people dig right in. My table mates notice my reluctance, and they urge me to try one.
So I'm going to do this. I have to say I don't like insects. These ones are very small, crispy, they're kind of a red color, they've been fried, and I'm going to take a small one. Well, I think what my table mates have said is true. It's really, at the end of the day, not that shocking. They're kind of tasty. I like them. Definitely. Not so bad. I'm not going to have another one, though.
Mexican food is divided by region, and everyone has its specialty. In the Yucatan Peninsula, for example, dinner is likely to be pork cooked in banana leaves, served with a Mayan sauce made with red achiote seeds. A corn fungus is also considered a delicacy in the central part of the country. At our table is Mexican filmmaker Gloria Ribe. She says that she hopes UNESCO will give the country the recognition it deserves.
Mexican gastronomy is not just a catalog of recipes. It has to do with the way of living. It has to do with history. What is important is to know that behind even the tacos and the guacamole, there's a lot more. That is a mixture of cultures, a mixture of knowledge.
UNESCO officials say that they expect to make their decision next year. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.